Good morning. It's May 16th, 6:57 a.m. Yesterday I finally booked my room for BaltCon. They still have room block rooms available, so I got it at the conference price. And so I'll be staying at the conference hotel. Should be fun. I got book orders in yesterday, and we'll finish getting them out today. It was quite a pile. I didn't get them till, I didn't really pay attention to what was going on with them until the day kind of got away from me. So yeah, there was that. Also had a meeting with a contractor to deal with the shrubs and the broken trees and stuff around the house. So we spent a goodly portion of the day in logistical support that I don't feel too badly about. It was, you know, stuff that needed to get done. I need to finish getting the orders ready to go out today. So they'll go out in this afternoon's mail. And I need to finish the edits for Captain's Share and get those off to Robin today. I also need to do some recording. I think I'm going to have the house to myself. So I need to do some recording. I need to catch up with Abby Hilton's stuff. I owe her some retakes on a couple of lines. And I still owe Dan Sawyer two parts that I need to send to him. So I got to go find them and recover them and see what those look like. So with any luck, I'll be getting some recording done this morning as well. So it's going to be a big day. A very good, highly productive day, I think. It was interesting to go on my little walking tour of the sheds yesterday. The 8x12 shed was very, very interesting. I liked it a lot. I had a feeling I would, but seeing it in person just sort of reinforced that. There were a lot of others. Some of them were really quite, 10x12. I think that's the size of my bedroom. So that's an awful big shed. And I'm not sure that that's where I want to go with it. If I had some more room, I might consider putting in one of those sheds instead of a tool shed, just as, you know, a writing room, writing office. But for what this is, ideally, this is only a kind of I don't know if what you call it, a pipe dream or a sort of a straw man, kind of an idea where I'm sort of exploring this notion. It's like, this could have legs. So yeah, that's about where I am for today. I'm feeling a little bit foggy this morning. In part, I'm pretty sure it's in part because the cats decided at 3:30 that it was time for me to get up. And silly me, I believed them and got up. And what I need to do is have a few nights where we don't let the cats in the bedroom, so they don't wake me up at 3:30 in the morning. I'll have a few of those nights at BaltCon. but I suspect that they'll also be a little bit later nights than I'm used to. But then again, I'll be able to sleep in the morning. In theory, I hope. So, yeah, Doc Scalesley will be walking with me at least on one morning. I've decided that I'm going to risk the walking shoes rather than my normal cowboy boots. The kicker is I don't want to carry too much luggage. I want to try to take the train and see how the train works. And so I don't want to carry a lot of luggage that I'm going to have to then roll over to the hotel. It'll be somewhat late-ish, 7-ish, 8-ish before I get into the hotel, so it's going to be dark. I'm going to be dragging a big suitcase with me. But I've got a small roller, and I think I can put enough clothes in that. But I'm not going to carry extra shoes, so whatever I wear through the airport is what I'm going to wear. And I think the walking boots, while they're not going to be as convenient getting through security, they will be much more appropriate for the amount of standing around that I expect I'm going to wind up doing, and the amount of walking that I anticipate while I'm there. It'll be much easier to walk on those than on the cowboy boots. So I think that's where we're going there. I'm going to figure out, I'm going to do about jeans. Most of my jeans are really ratty. I haven't bought any in over a year. So, I mean, it's one thing to wear jeans to a con. It's sort of expected, but the other side of that is just, I can have them be halfway decent looking jeans. So maybe I need to go shopping before I leave. Get a couple pair of Wranglers. Run them through the wash a couple times before I try to get on the plane with them. I'll have to see about that. See what my time looks like. I also have to get the car into the shop for a checkup. It's got an engine check light on it. It's had it for a couple months. I don't necessarily want to drive all the way to Denver with that on. Oh yeah, the side of that coin is that it's specifically in the owner's manual says it's not an obstacle to driving unless there are other symptoms, and there are not. So we'll see. Let's see what the time looks like. Tuesday I've got a dentist appointment. I've got to fill out some paperwork before I go for that. That'll be traumatic because I haven't been to the dentist in too long. Today I've got a call, make a couple of different phone calls. Schedule the shrub work. That'll happen sometime next month. And then have to reschedule the kids' dentist appointments. They were scheduled for the 25th, but I had neglected to consider that I wouldn't be here to take them. And my wife is not in a position to take the time off from work to deal with it. So I've got to reschedule those. Should be able to do that today. Today is Wednesday. Oh, the sprinkler was worked quite well, I think. It was a bit, I got the big one, 4,000 square feet. And the downside of that was that it's a bit too big for the lawn. So I sort of had to do some finagling with the control so that it doesn't really spray the full width. It just does a little hits the place where it needs it. So, and the timer works good. So we'll let that go for a day or so. See how that works out. In theory, today is not an irrigation day, but I'm allowed to water, hand water, every day of the week if I need to. And since this grass is definitely in need of water, 15-minute shot this morning probably will escape the water police notice. Whew. All right, the eastern turn. Sun is up nicely. It's not too terribly warm this morning, but it's not chilly either. It's I was about 52 when I left the house. It's probably 55 now. I have worked up a little bit of body heat inside the windbreaker. Unzip a little bit, let that out. So, yeah, writing. I gotta get some writing done. Very curious why I haven't actually gotten any more writing done than I have. So, I mean, you know, part of it is, I'm sure, the depression. Part of it is there's so much other stuff that goes on around me that it's difficult to push it all aside and say, all right, this is my time. This is writing time. This is the time that I need to get out new stories to make me feel better about myself. I have to confess that there's nothing really that makes me feel worse than knowing that I've gotten to the end of another day and haven't written a single word. Those are just dreadful days. They make me feel terrible. And yet there have been so many of them. So one of those things where, in a lot of cases, I really don't have anybody to blame but myself. Wait for this car to go by. I mean, it's easy for me to say now, well, you know, family, got this going, I got all these interruptions, and I got the doorbell ringing and the phone ringing, and there's email, and oh, look, there's the internet. It's real easy for me to say that. In honesty, I don't know how much of that really. And when faced with the idea of, okay, I'm going to have a room where I can go where there is nothing else, that might actually be important to do. Just going out to the backyard. I did not get the desk set up out back yesterday because I was busy with the other stuff, but perhaps I'll get to it today. I need to wash the bricks off because they've got muck on them. I don't want to have muck on my computer. I just should not have it all flake off onto the concrete deck. So I'll have to do a little bit of cleanup. I have to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of what you like. Today is Wednesday. A week from tomorrow, I go to Balticon. Oh. I can't tell you how much going to Balticon means. It's more than just getting away. It's an opportunity to, for lack of a better term, commune with others of a similar viewpoint and outlook, opportunity to get together with other creative people and to become, I hope, re-energized. I'm not sure how that's all going to fly, but we'll see. One thing's for sure, I've got to get some new work out. The short story is fun, but it's not really as satisfying as releasing a new book. Patio Books only accepts completed works now, so I've got to get Ravenwood done and then completely recorded before I can release it, at least on Patio Books. Will I release it on my own? I don't think so. Not in audio. Something to think about, but I don't. You know, Patio Books is where I go. Patio Books is where people find me. So Patio Books is probably where needs to happen. I haven't given up on the idea of putting together an audio book version and then making that available on my website. Something in an ISO format that people can just download and burn to a CD, for example. Although that might not work out because if you want to put it on a jump drive or put it on one of your devices. Maybe just a zip file. I don't know. I'll have to think about that. Yeah, like I need something else to think about. Got new fan mail this morning from somebody who just finished reading Double Share and liked it. For many of the reasons that people who complained about it didn't like it, so we're in good shape. We still got people who like it for the reasons that people don't, and people who don't like it for the reasons that people do. So we're in the, well, in the camp of you can't please everybody. So that's okay. I just have to please myself. So far, the positive reviews are still outweighing the negative ones. Although there's a lot of three-star reviews. There's a lot of three-star reviews about, he skipped years, he didn't go to the academy. It's like, oh, for crying out loud. Although, now that I say that, and I was thinking about this the other morning, too, so, you know, I remember people complaining about that when Double Share came out in audio. In spite of the fact that it was a lot more accessible because there were bad guys in it this time. It's interesting, I didn't have anybody complaining about the misogyny as a literary device. It really is, I really did intend that to be a commentary on the way we treat women now and how we see that. I also had, not just the women being made victims in that book. So it was, I thought it was pretty well balanced. A lot of people aren't finding it so, perhaps because I wasn't blatant enough. There's a lot of people who just read the first two words and think, oh, well, that's what that means. And they don't really think about, oh, why was that guy outside the captain's cabin all the time? What was the deal with that? Why did they have these conversations about those two engine men? Nobody's really asked those kinds of questions. It's like, I mean, to me it's pretty obvious, but I'm biased because I know it's there. I can see it, and it stands out on the page, big red flashing letters to me. Well, a lot of people probably don't even notice it because they didn't write it. So yeah, subtlety, subtlety. For a lot of people, subtlety doesn't work. I think for a lot of people, the subtlety of the first three books and the subtlety of the last three will get buried. The subtlety of the first three books got ignored, and the subtlety of the last three books will get buried in the action that happens. So did anybody, I wonder if anybody picked up what Ishmael's mother's name was. It's in the book. And it's recognized. Although, I never actually say this is his mother's name. Although, it should be pretty obvious, speaking of subtlety. It should be pretty obvious. But I wonder if it is. I wonder if anybody really thought about some of those conversations he had with his father. Car slowing down for the speed bump. There's a speed bump right in front of our house. And it's amusing to hear the car speed up in order to hit the bump really hard. Go figure. So anyway, I made it around the corner. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. Perhaps I'll talk to you then.